Good morning. I friendly remind you, we study Mishnayos every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Seder Taros. We are learning the end of the second parak today, Mishnah Ches. And then we will start the third parak with Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah begins with the end of our discussion of the chains of Avi Avos, Abba Toma, Rishon L'Toma, Sheni L'Toma, Shlishi L'Toma, Revi L'Toma. The Mishnah ends the chain over there. And we also will talk about what happens when you're working with chulin, but it was kept at the status of Taras HaKodesh. So the Mishnah begins. Ha'ochel, ochel sheni. What if I'm eating a sheni food? So such a person, l'yasim b'veis habad, a person should not go ahead and work in a beis habad. And why is that? If you eat sheni, that makes you a sheni, which means you're going to ruin the truma by coming into contact. And then when you're at the wine, the olive press or the wine press, well, usually when you press something, you get liquid. And so therefore, it's going to make a rishon. So such a person shouldn't work in an olive press because you're going to make all the oil into a rishon. Certainly, it goes without saying that if you are a person who eats food that's a rishon, you also shouldn't work in the olive press. V'chulin shenasu agav kodesh, and while we're discussing chulin foods that were made to the status of kodesh, so the Mishnah says harelu kechulin, these things are treated like chulin. The Tana over here is telling us chulin that are set up to taras kodesh are not treated like kodesh. He says it has no legal standing, so it doesn't even become a shlishi. It's regular chulin, and therefore the chain ends at a sheni. Why is that? Most people don't usually keep those standards, so we didn't create a level for that standard. Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Hare'ilu Ketruma, L'tame Shnayim V'lif Sol Echad. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says, Chulin that were kept L'taras Kodesh are not treated like Kodesh itself, but he says this status is given the highest status possible. And what is that? The status of Truma, which means that just like Truma, the chain extends to a Shlishi, and that's what we say, it's Latame Shnayim, Rishon and Cheni, and then Lifso Lechad, it can ruin a status of a Truma. Okay, the Mishnah continues as we start the third parak. Again, seizing on the idea that if something becomes a liquid, so the liquid comes into contact with the liquid can remake it into a rishon. The liquid can become a rishon and make things that come into contact with it into a sheni. Harotev agrisim v'hachalav, so if you're dealing with gravy, bean stew, or milk, so bisman shei mashketo feach, when they are liquidy, right, tzareilu tchila, the liquid itself is considered a rishon l'toma, and things that come into contact with it will be a sheni l'toma. Karishu, what if they froze? Right? Or they became salads. Sarelu shniim. They become shenis. Why? It's tame as a sheni. Now, why is it no longer tame as a rishon? And the answer is, it's no longer a liquid. It became a food. So it loses the tame status for which it is applied to it as a liquid. So, but what happens thereafter? When it melts, chazu v'nimochu. What happens if it dissolves again? So here it depends. If it's kibetza mechuvan tar, if the size is exactly the size of an egg, then it's going to be tar. And why is that? Because in such a situation, the tame liquid, the tumah status of this of the salad, which goes back to a liquid, if it's no more than a kibetza, it's not going to be tame. It's panim chadashas ba'olakan. Right, yoser mi kibetza, but if the amount of liquid or the amount of food over here is going to be more than a kibetza, shekivin shiatsa tipa rishonin meisbe kibetza. So once you start getting the liquid and the liquid starts to melt, the liquid's going to come into contact with the food. The food is going to be the size of a beitza, which means it can hold on to its tummy status. And what's going to happen as a result is that it's going to, the liquid drop that melted is now going to take and have an effect on the solid that's more than a kibetza and turn around and make it tummy. We'll stop here and we'll extend this idea talking about oil when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.